12:13-21. A man in a crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of what our father left us when he died." Jesus answered, "Who gave me the right to settle arguments between you and your brother?" Then he said to the crowd, "Don't be greedy. Only a lot of things won't make your life safe." So Jesus told them this story. A rich man's farm produced a big crop, and he said to himself, "What can I do? I don't have a place large enough to store everything." Later, he said, "Now I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones where I can store all my grain and other goods. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have stored up enough good things to last for years to come. Live it up. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, tonight you will die. Then who will get what you have stored up?" This is what happens to people who store up everything for themselves, but are poor in the sight of God.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Some fantastic artwork there from Girls Brigade. If you didn't quite catch all the words of the story, don't worry, because I'll help kind of pick up with some of that as we go along. Where we used to live, my family and I, we used to live on the top of a hill. Anyone else live on the top of a hill? It was great living on the top of a hill. It meant you almost never got flooded, which was nice. It meant you had amazing views. It was a village where we lived, and you could go out for lovely walks, and you could do great cycle rides, although you had to make sure you left energy to get home, because it was always uphill, whichever way you went, to come home. But we loved living on top of a hill until the winter came. And then when the winter came, the problem was that however you wanted to get out of the village, it was downhill. And we had some pretty strong winters while we were living in this village, and lots of snow and ice. I really like snow, not so much the ice, I like snow. Anyone else like playing in the snow? I love playing in the snow, it's great. I'm glad lots of slightly older hands went up there as well. We love playing in the snow. But the problem was, getting out of the village was really hard. We would often get stuck. So every year, about this time of year, I would go along to the supermarket and I would feel like a girl guide again as I picked up a large bag of pasta and a bag of rice and some jar of sauce or something and a big bottle of water, and I would put them in a special cupboard in the garage, and they weren't to be touched unless we got stuck. But do you know, as soon as I started that habit, do you know what happened? We didn't have any more snow. And so every March, I would come to this cupboard full of pasta and rice and sauce and water and think, oh, I stocked up on all this stuff, but it didn't do me any good at all. And I would proceed to try and use some of it in our just day-to-day whatever we were having for tea. But the truth is that some of it by that stage had gone out of date and we couldn't eat it. And it was wasted. And we had to throw it away. I just confess that to you now. We had to throw food away, which breaks my heart. But you know what? The following year, what I did? I thought, well, it might snow again. So I did it again. And the following March, we ate a lot of pasta and sauce, but actually we couldn't finish it all up before it went out of date, and it was wasted. And I'm embarrassed to say I did it a third year running. The fourth year, we moved out of the village, so I didn't need to do it after that. And actually, there's lots of shops closer here, so I didn't need to worry so much. But it makes me think about stocking up and about sell-by dates. Who in your house does the shopping? If you're the person who does most of the shopping, would you put your hand up? I'm really sorry, St. Mary's, there's a definite gender bias in that. Not exclusively, but there is one. And when you do the shopping, we all have to know the difference, don't we, between best before dates, use by dates, sell by dates. So a use by date, you can't argue with that one really, can you? Because it's likely to do you some harm. A best before date, well, you might eat a little bit of an old potato or something, might not look its best. All of those housekeeping things that you learn. But if you're like me, you go along sometimes and pick the one right from the back of the shelf because you know it'll last you till next week, all of that. And if I see a really good deal in the supermarket and there's a long sell by date, I might buy quite a lot of that thing. Does anyone else do that? Like tomatoes and things like that? If they're on special offer, I might buy 10 tins of tinned tomatoes, knowing that I use them quite a lot, and I can save some money doing that. And it made me think, what are some of the things we'd quite like to stock up on? If there was a deal and you could stock up, what would you stock up on most of all? What's your favourite thing? I wonder if anyone would like to tell me what they would like to see stocked up on, a special offer that they could stock up on in the supermarket. There's some hands up. Keep your hands up. I'm going to come and ask what you would like to stock up on, Diane.
Cakes.
Diane wants cakes. Anyone else? Anyone else like cake? You'd stock up on cake, Ned?
Chocolate.
I hope that one would come out. That's what I would say. What would you say?
Bagels.
That's a good favourite.
Sweets,
yes. Matt?
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
Crunchy. Do you want, my father-in-law would share those with you. Only thing he eats for breakfast.
Jacob's crackers.
Very specific. Girl who knows what she wants there, very good. What would you say?
Ice cream,
stocking up on ice cream. You need a big freezer, shout out so I can hear.
Nestle
Curiously Cinnamon, is that breakfast cereal? Yeah. Oh, there's some breakfast cereal fans around here. What would you stock up on?
Peanut butter,
yay. Anyone else? Jess, what would you stock up on?
Nutella,
good choice. What would you stock up on?
Food,
generally, we don't mind. Food, some Girls Brigade here.
Marshmallows.
Bananas, one more over here. What would you stock up on?
Ben and Jerry's
ice cream. Now, I've got the most wonderful vision of an enormous house filled with Nutella and Crunchy Nut cornflakes and Ben and Jerry's ice cream and cake and chocolate. Sounds marvellous. There's always a but, isn't there? All of those things that we've mentioned have a sell-by date, don't they? They all have a time by which it's got to be used up. Now, I don't know if you heard the story. We had some great pictures of the guy from Luke's Gospel with a barn. And he had a bumper crop of corn, an amazing crop. And he had to decide what to do with it. And he had some choices. He could have shared. He could have sold some of it. And then he'd have a choice about what to do with the money. Or he could keep it. And he decided that he was going to build a massive barn, even bigger barn, and keep it all to himself. He stocked up on his grain. Now, we might think that grain, if it's properly kept, might last quite a long time. It's got a great sell-by date, a bit like Crunchy Nut cornflakes. No one said baked beans, funnily, but they last a long time. Tin tomatoes last a long time. But Jesus says in this parable, however long the sell-by date is, there will be a time when it is no longer of any use to us. And he says something I think that's quite difficult to accept in this story. He says the farmer actually was going to die that night. It's a story, it's just a story, but he said that farmer's life was going to end, and then all that grain and that corn was of no use to him whatsoever, because he couldn't take it with him. Have we said that before? You can't take it with you. It's right there in the Bible. And Jesus wanted to say to the people listening, and especially those people who were arguing with each other about money and about possessions, he wanted to say, why don't you spend your time and your energy investing in something that has got no sell-by date, something that will never, ever go off, something that will never go moldy, and that is my kingdom. That is your relationship with me, with Jesus. Because as much as we invest in Ben and Jerry's or Crunchy Nut cornflakes or big cars or nice houses, they all have a use-by date. And so Jesus calls us in this parable, he calls us this morning to make sure that we're not spending all our energy investing in things that won't last. Yes, we need a house to shelter us from the really cold weather that was just started. Yes, we need food, but we only need what we need. let's spend the rest of our energy and our resources and our time investing in something eternal, his kingdom. Shall we do that together? Shall we be a church that does that and a community that does that, that makes sure our priority is with something that has no sell-by date? Shall we stand together? Extreme cuddling going on at the front. It's great. It's really friendly. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we want to be a community that loves you. We want to be men, women, girls, and boys who follow you, who make sure that we invest our time and our effort in something that will last forever. Would you help us keep good priorities? Help us not to be distracted by the deals that the world offers that are all have a closing date. Help us instead to draw close to you, to help us to have our investment firmly in your kingdom and in our future with you. Help us to follow you closely, to read your word, to pray, and to love those around us, so that when the time comes, we know that our life is secure in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.